This evening we are playing pretty much the program which we discussed. Keith was actually going to come out and play with the band this year. Maybe one day. I might have talked him into two by the time I got him out, but that's not to happen. So we've decided just to carry on and play pretty much what we discussed with him. This next piece was a big favourite of his. In actual fact, it was the very first time that Emerson, Lake & Palmer actually got together and turned a classical piece of music into a rock instrumental. This was written by Bela Bartok. It was on the first album, and here it is for you. It's called Barbarian.
Yeah!
Thank you.
certain committee at the BBC didn't pass it. completely okay. So this next piece of music we've recorded, and the LP recorded it way back when, and we took it to the committee, about four or five guys, older than me, if you can believe that, in their late 70s, and they listened to it, and they said, sorry, we can't give you permission to have that played on the radio, and you can't get on the television. Well, we didn't mind about the TV, but the radio was quite important. So we said, why? And they said, well, it belongs to the church, it's a sacred piece of music. And I agree with them, I think it should be a national anthem, to be honest. I'm still working on getting it changed, by the way, so. So I said, okay, fine, that's the way. And in true ELP form, we released it as a single anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can imagine it did, but it did absolutely nothing. But we played it a lot of times in Europe, and we play it quite frequently now. We'd like to give you our version of that great, great hymn, Jerusalem.
Thank you.
got together in the early 70s, we weren't too sure what we were actually going to play, to jam around on. English bands don't really jam around. They sort of decide on a piece of music, learn it, and jam around that, something that's got a framework to it. So I mentioned immediately, why don't we play Mars, the God of War? Horse planets, sweet. No, it didn't go down well. Nobody wanted to do it. I only chose it because it was easy for me. So two weeks went by, nothing sort of really happened. And I got a phone call saying, Schizoid? Isn't that King Crimson? I got it. Who suggested that one? I realised it was me. I mean, it took me a couple of minutes, but I got it. I thought we were going to be an original band. Why are we doing that? So, to be cooperative, Keith said, oh yes, he said, I know bits of that. Not all of it. I thought, I'll be cooperative on the first day. I say, I'll learn it. And you late knew it, so that was it. So we're going to give you our version, which we have recorded as well, of that great, great song, 21st Century Schizoid. this evening. Please give me a big round of applause. Lead guitar, Paul the Otovich.
Thank you.
It's called Knife Edge.
Thank you.
version of Hoedown.
Thank you.
music is really important to me personally. It was probably the first piece of music that I ever talked to Keith about. He used to play it at school, I used to visit it at home. My grandparents who were musicians. And we started playing in rehearsals, messing about with it and things. And it became our second album, a live album. And this, I'd like to make as the main dedication to Keith this evening. So during this piece, it's quite long, you've got plenty of time. So please take out your phones and you shoot a bit of footage and post it in memory of Keith. I'd really like that if you could do that. We're going to play for you a piece by Mazorski. And we're going to play the full version, our pictures and an exhibition.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you.